Earlier this week, we reported on how a problem with the Secretary of State's office has now put in jeopardy at least one potential constitutional amendment that Floridians were to vote on this November. The reason is that the Florida Secretary of State's office learned late last week that some petition signatures had been counted twice, and therefore the proposal to ban same-sex marriage still needs 22,000 more signatures to make it on the ballot. The Florida Hometown Democracy Movement also needs more signatures. Technically, the Secretary of State's office says there was a discrepancy of some 7,000 signatures. Organizers said they thought they had more than 700,000, which theoretically would be plenty to make it over the required amount of 611,000. The authors of the amendment, Leslie Blackner and Ross Burnaham, now acknowledge now that they probably won't make it on the ballot until 2010. That's because they're told they only have over 500,000 signatures. The problems in counting the signatures has infuriated supporters of the Hometown Democracy Amendment, like the Sierra Club's John Hedrick. He wants an investigation into the Division of Elections office.
It's either benign neglect or it's deliberate or indifferent or worse to this whole situation. Because if you're not bothering to fix problems and not telling people at all their problems going on for up to 7 months, if not longer, then that's not good at all, because many people in many campaigns that have been counting on certain things happening in a certain way and their petitions being counted in certain ways, suddenly all that's thrown up in the air and is in doubt.
John, yesterday I believe you also think that the Division of Elections, which is inside the Florida Secretary of State's office, should be investigated. You're calling for the governor to do that. Do you have any hopes that'll actually happen?
Well, one certainly would think that the governor, being that this is his agency and being that he is interested in having an open, honest, and clean government that works for the people, would want them to be administering, if any, especially the elections process, in a fair and impartial manner. So, yes, I would think the governor and other people should be taking a close look at how all this happened, both not only to find out what exactly has happened, but for certain to correct it and make sure it never happens again.
The Florida Hometown Democracy folks said their own count was something like 700,000. The Secretary of State's office says they're not anywhere close to that. They're talking 500,000. That's a huge discrepancy, of course.
Let me say right now that the numbers that Florida Hometown Democracy are talking about, and I know because I'm intimately involved in a lot of that, they're a lot closer even now probably to 750,000 that have actually been collected. But what the number the supervisor, the Department of Division of Elections is using is those that have been reported up to them, supposedly, that have actually been verified. There's untold tens of thousands or more still in the pipeline. That's where this gets real tricky, because now the Secretary of State is also saying, the Division of Elections under the Secretary of State is also saying, we are not going to tell you any more information until the end of the period, notwithstanding the fact that they're required by rule to get that information on a daily basis. It's public record. And they're not revealing this information? That, too, is outrageous.